Country Club FM.
That's your signal to tell you that it is the Bob Almanac. And in for Neil today, Pastor Joe, Cowboy Church, Ham Lake. Joe, are you ready?
I am ready. Let's get moving.
Today's Thursday, June 20th, 171st day of the year. We have 194 left. Again, summer solstice tomorrow. Longest day of the year. Sun rose this morning at 527 or 528. Even before I opened the mic, the sun was up. And was it sunny when you arrived?
It was Joe? Absolutely beautiful out
nice.
When I got up this morning. It beautiful when I got here. So.
You know, things weren't all that great on this date. 1791, King Louis XVI of France captured. He was attempting to flee the country in his so-called flight to Varennes. King Louis XVI. I'd like to see King in all of his royal garb running through the streets and running through the fields to try to get away. That's what the royals do. They didn't stick around a lot of times. If they felt that the walls were crumbling within, what would they do?
Run.
They would run. They would flee. They would try to find asylum somewhere. 1893, a New Bedford, Massachusetts jury found Lizzie Borden innocent of the axe murders of her parents. This was the O.J. Simpson trial of that era. This trial of Lizzie Borden. That was the state.
I remember this one.
1893. You were around? What, do you remember reading the newspaper articles about the Lizzie Borden?
You were there? In the 1950s.
Not in the 1890s. Okay,
no,
I got you. 1928, big day.
There's something new and exciting in the Betty Crocker kitchens. And here's Betty Crocker herself.
And this is what we're so excited about, my new marble cake mix.
Oh, I'm excited about marble cake. You excited about marble cake, Joe?
Marble cake.
So this day, 1928, that was Betty Crocker looking fine in the Betty Crocker kitchen. Washburn Crosby Company merged with 26 other mills and became General Mills. On this date. So General Mills was incorporated, and the company that we know now as General Mills, based, of course, here in the Twin Cities, the Big G, which is the Big G. Is it actually a small G, but they call it the Big G?
Yeah,
or is that a capital G? I'd have to look at it.
No, they've actually made it now a capital G.
It's about time.
Yeah.
So that was 1928. 1947, Bugsy Siegel was murdered. Of course, he's the one who kind of started Las Vegas.
Yeah,
he was the one who pumped the money into Las Vegas, into the strip, into the gambling and everything. And he was murdered in Beverly Hills at the order of mob associates, angered over the soaring cost of his project, the Flamingo Resort in Las Vegas. 47. Warren Beatty, was he in the movie? Did he play Bugsy?
Yes.
That's the question that I ask. 1955, it's a newsreel.
Labor delegates representing 16 million workers gather in New York for the history-making merger of the American Federation of Labor and the Congress of Industrial Organizations. The merger is the culmination of 20 years of effort. Symbolically, Walter Reuther, CIO president, and George Meany, AF of L president, declare the meeting open jointly to...
The AF of L, as they called it then, now it's just AFL-CIO. Combined on this date, 1955. 1963, this was going on. The leader of the United States could now communicate directly with the leader of the Soviet Union.
The Washington-Moscow hotline, a safeguard against hotheads in the Cold War, is installed in the Pentagon. Simultaneously, the other end of the teletyping circuit is being hooked up in the Kremlin. This direct communication between the Soviet and American governments is designed to curtail misunderstanding and miscalculation that might touch off a nuclear war.
Yeah, we wouldn't want that. 1963, it was a hotline, but it wasn't a phone. You think of a hotline, you think of Commissioner Gordon calling Batman, right? On the bat phone.
Perfect.
That wasn't this. This was like a teletype hotline in between. Maybe at some point in time it did become a telephone, and I think it probably did. But it was actually just a teletype back and forth. If you were able to communicate at that time, Joe, with the premier of the Soviet Union, what would you ask him or tell him?
Oh, I would just ask him to be patient and loving and understanding and caring about the rest of the people that were protecting.
That might be the single best moment in the history of the Almanac right there. Neil and I, there's no way we can touch that. What I would ask him, I would say, hey, tear down this wall.
Well, you might just go right to the point, but...
That was in 63. How about 1988? Price is Right model, Janice Pennington. She was knocked out by a TV camera on this date. She sued, and then she won some money as well. And didn't she have a fling also with Bob Barker? I can't remember. But Janice, you know, we thought that maybe she was hit by an errant Plinko chip, but she was actually knocked out by a camera in 88. In 94...
Mr. Simpson, do you understand the charges as I've read them to you?
Yes.
And have you discussed those charges with your lawyer, sir?
Yes.
At this time, do you wish to enter a plea guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty.
Not guilty. That's what O.J. Simpson said. He pleaded innocent to the murders of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ronald Goldman, in Los Angeles. It happened a few days earlier after the he was in court after the long Bronco chase. That was in 1994. And then it was 2 years ago today, we had some news.
Mattel, the makers of Barbie, have announced new customizable Ken dolls featuring 7 skin tones, 8 hair colors, and 9 new hairstyles, including a man bun.
Oh, Ken was getting a whole new look. Can you really just all, they all have the same name, Ken, but they're different. They should have given them different names.
As the years go by, they look different.
They do look different. Yeah, you gotta adjust with the times. And again, one of them does have a man bun. 2017. Is your hair long enough to put it in a man bun, Pastor Joe?
No.
What would your congregation say if you showed up for a service on Sunday with a man bun? You'd look like a samurai or a sumo wrestler.
Well, they're so loving and caring and understanding.
They would love you for it, regardless.
Yeah. They love me no matter what.
Hey, we're going to do an almanac quiz for the pancake breakfast. It's the breakfast on the farm. Wright and Carver County coming together. The farm is a hazy farm in Mayer. And listen, at the end of the show, we'll have a quiz question for you. And if you can correctly answer that question, we'll give you some tickets to eat some pancakes. Birthdays now. We have two people that were in the movie Moonstruck, and they're in this scene.
Greta, I can't marry you.
What?
If I marry you, my mother will die.
What the hell are you talking about? We're engaged.
Loretta, what are you talking
about? I'm talking about a promise, okay? He proposed.
Because my mother was dying, and now she's not. Oh, Johnny, if
Danny Aiello and Olympia Dukakis both celebrating today. Olympia was in that scene. She's 88. 88 for Olympia Dukakis. You know, if the name Dukakis doesn't already tell people that you're Greek, why not just give your daughter the name Olympia, and that'll put it over the top. Don't you think, Joe?
That's good. That's,
yeah. So Olympia Dukakis, 88. Danny Aiello is 85. How about one of the founding members, one of the Wilson brothers of the Beach Boys? The genius behind the Beach Boys. There was time there that he had to kind of take himself out of the limelight. He had issues. But still with us, Brian Wilson, 77 today. And the big thing about that video, they're performing it live, is Mike Love is walking around in a muscle shirt. One of those white muscle shirts.
I remember that song so well.
It's a good one.
Oh, man, it's a good one. I can still rock to it today.
You're rocking to it right now, I can attest. Brian Wilson is 77. Anne Murray, the Canadian songstress, the pride of Canada. Anne Murray was heck of a goalie too. You know she played hockey if she was from Canada. Anne Murray, 74. Bob Vila, master of the router, and the miter saw. Bob Vila, 73 today. This old house. That was Home Improvement TTV. He was the innovator, the originator of that. Now, there are so many of those shows now on cable television, but Bob Vila is the grandpa of all those shows. He is 73.
Hello.
Is it me you're looking for, Pastor Joe?
It is.
I thought so.
I can see
Lionel Richie.
Lionel.
The Commodores, and then, of course, his own career, and he's a songwriter, he's a producer, he's a singer. And some blind woman made a clay sculpture of his head in this video. And for it being a blind lady, it was actually pretty good. Although it looked nothing like Lionel Richie. Looked more like Bubba Smith. Lionel Richie is 70 today. How about John Goodman from Roseanne?
I guess I didn't shrink. I just grew.
I think we've grown together. Oh.
We gotta go on a diet.
What's his wee jazz? My pants fit fine.
John Goodman, 67. He got tied up in all that Roseanne thing and the tweeting last year, but good in the movies. Big Lebowski, played the babe. He's been in a lot of things. He's 67.
He's actually lost a lot of weight.
He has, yeah. Coco Beware, professional wrestler. He used to come in and have Bird on his shoulder, kind of like Beretta. Coco Beware, happy birthday today. He is 62. The actress, Nicole Kidman.
Stay right where you are. Don't flutter an eyelid, or I'll stab you. I'll stab you through.
She's from Australia, but she's got a pretty good Irish accent. That's from Far and Away, the movie she did with her then-husband, Tom Cruise. She's now married to what's his name? Guy from Keith Urban. You know Keith Urban?
Keith Urban.
Yeah.
I know Keith Urban.
Nicole Kidman is 52. This guy, well, he's known by one name and one name only.
I am McLovin.
From the movie Superbad, Christopher Mintz-Plasse. He is McLovin. And he's 30 today. And our rapper of the day today, you know, we have a rapper of the day every day there, Pastor Joe.
Yep.
Sage the Gemini. It's good to know the astrological sign of all of our rappers and our rapping heroes. So Sage the Gemini, 27.
I'm sorry, but I've never heard of him.
That's all right. I didn't expect you to hear of him. Have we heard of some of the names that you have? Take it away, Joe.
All right. Well, these famous people here have celebrated birthdays on this day. Listen to this actor, Errol Flynn. You got some...
Greetings, Your Highness. You know, you should really teach Gisborne hospitality. I no sooner enter his castle doors there with a piece of meat than his starving servants try to snatch it from him. You should feed them, Gisborne. They'll work better.
You know, he was stealing from the rich, giving to the poor as Robin Hood.
Yeah, you know, he started in several films, but that Robin Hood was the big one. And Captain Blood, too. That was a big one. Grammy Award-winning guitarist Chet Atkins.
He could play any song on the guitar. This is The Entertainer. That's made for the piano. But piano and guitar...
He's born there in 1924.
He was one of the great... He was much in demand, was he not, Joe?
He was.
You know, when somebody wanted somebody to play guitar on their album or in studio or whatever, they would call on Chet Atkins.
And he was elected to the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1973.
What else do you have for us?
Wow. Actor Audie Murphy, born 1924. He started in several films, including The Red Badge of Courage and The Unforgiven.
He was a war hero and then starred as himself in a war movie about what he did in the war.
Yep.
Wow.
Academy Award winning actor Martin Landau, born 1928. He won an Oscar for his performance in Ed Wood.
Mission Impossible as well.
Yeah.
Roland Hand.
X-Files also.
Yeah.
And then actor John Mahoney. Come on.
Frasier's dad.
So sick of me hair. Do you think I should catch a cut like Princess Di? Ooh, do you think that'd make me cheeks look too fat? That reminds me of the craziest thing me Grammy Moon used to say.
I'll pay for the damn haircut if you stop yakking and just do it.
Oh, he was good
on
Frasier.
Born 1940. I didn't realize he was that old. He's best known for the role of Martin Crane.
Yeah, he passed away maybe a year or two ago. I remember we did a salute to him on the Bob Almanac and Say It With Us. Now they're all gone.
They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Thank you, Joe. Let's do the Bob FM Bob Almanac quiz. We're going to give away tickets to eat some pancakes at the... Pancake Breakfast, Breakfast on the Farm. I'll be broadcasting live there 7 until 10 on Saturday.
You know, I love pancakes, so can I get involved in this?
You are ineligible.
Oh. Okay.
You can go to breakfastonthefarm.org for more information on this.
Thank you for giving me the spot to go to, because I'm going to go there because I like pancakes.
The event is Saturday, and the question today is, how old is Olympia Dukakis? I said how old she is. She's celebrating her birthday today. Olympia Dukakis is what? 763-450-0100, 763-450-0100. We're giving away four packs of these pancake tickets. It's regularly $5 for adults, but to bring the family out, park at the Waconia High School, and then come on out to the farm and see a real working farm, breakfast on the farm Saturday, and come see a live Bob broadcast at, well, beginning at 7 a.m. So how old was Olympia Dukakis, as we mentioned here on the Almanac? Joe, can you start out a long stretch of uninterrupted music? We're starting what we call a no-repeat work day. Would you like to start it out with Dwight Yoakam, Fast as You? Aaron Tippin, Where the Stars and Stripes and Eagles Fly, or Alabama, Take Me Down?
Alabama, Take Me Down.
All right, that's a good one, Joe. Thank you for your help here today.
You're welcome.
And when's your service time at the Cowboy Church in Ham Lake?
Every Sunday morning at 10 a.m.
Highway 65 in Ham Lake.
All you need for summer.